Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Baudelaire. So I have this personal goal of going to Africa at least once every year. And late last year, I took a trip to Benin, a country that sits right on Nigeria's western border, a country with a distinct connection to my parents' birthplace, Haiti. Benin is the birthplace of voodoo, it's the home country of one of Haiti's founding fathers, and just seemed like a really dope place to visit. And out of all the places on my list of things to see, there was one I was really excited about. Ganvier Lake Village. It's a village of about 30,000 people sitting on top of Benin's largest lake, Lake Nokwe. When I got back from Benin, I talked to Dylan about my trip.
What about Ganvier Lake Village? Like, when did that come into your awareness? How did you even know to go looking for it?
So I was looking around the atlas when I first started on this show, like a couple years ago, and I was like, man, this place in Benin, because I wanted to do episodes in Benin. I wanted to talk to people from Benin, and this village looks so cool. And I'm like reaching out to a bunch of people. No one's getting back to me. And yeah, it's like, you know.
that's a tough place to source an interview.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
And then like, also like, I speak a little bit of French, but my written French isn't so good. So I'm typing these emails and I'm like, does this even make sense? Are they just deleting these when they see them? Like, yeah. I probably reached out to like 5 people, no one gets back to me. And so it kind of just like, I kind of just put it like on the back burner, you know? Yeah. It's like in the back of my mind, like, okay, one day I'm going to find a source for this episode. Like, somebody's going to be able to talk to me about this. So then once the trip to Benin was in motion, I figured, oh, well, I'll have to bring my recorder.
The source is you.
My name is Baudelaire, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, I talked to Dylan about my trip to Ganvier Lake Village, a place that serves as a testament to our ability to adapt when our survival depends on it. More after this.
If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
One thing that made my trip to Benin easy was my guide, Chris Bell. I first talked to him in early 2023 for a different episode I was reporting, and Chris Bell told me to hit him up if I ever come to Benin. So I did, and he was my guide my entire time there.
So me and Chris Bell drive to the pier where we have to take a little canoe to go to Ganvier, right? And so we walk to the end of the pier, and we're getting on this boat. And the first thing that like kind of strikes me is the person driving the boat, it's like 13 years old. Right. So I'm like, yo, Chris Bell, is this okay? Like, who is this kid?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
And he's like, oh, trust me, like it's normal. Like, don't worry about it. So okay, cool. So Ganvier sits on this lake called Lake Nokwe, right? One of the largest lakes in Benin. And so it's about a 15-20 minute ride into Lake Nokwe. And as we're riding, I'm like seeing more kids on boats by themselves. Like, at one point, I see an 8-year-old girl, and I'm like, hey, Chris Bell, what, like, yo, what's going on over there? He's like, trust me, man. It's all good. This is how they do it here. Like, you're going to see a lot of that. And it, you know, I really did.
That's what I explained. From 5 years old, they teach them how to drive a boat, a canoe, how to swim. So they are safe. They used to. You can see children with boats.
Oh,
no problem. That's why they are very strong.
He got to be like 8 years old or something like that.
Yeah, 8 years old.
Yeah, these kids are pretty young.
You can see the arm. They are very strong.
Yeah.
So but anyway, so we come into Gonville, and even from a distance, like, Gonville is such a colorful place, right? The homes are like all different types of blues, greens, yellows, you know what I mean? Nothing in dull colors. So it's from far away, it's already like, this place is really beautiful.
And you're cruising out on like a little motorboat or whatever. You're just like out on a lake.
Yeah.
Heading towards this like brightly colored village.
Now, key thing is I can't swim. So also this entire time, I'm like, okay, this is all good. Like, this is cool. Yeah, it's gonna go great. Like, I'm like reassuring myself. We don't have no life jackets or nothing. I'm just like, if I fall in.
Just kids driving the motorboat, no life jackets, cruising out to this lake village, everything's chill.
And the first thing that happens as we get to Gonville is this boat of kids, I would say 18 to 15, pull up alongside of us. And the youngest kid, probably about 8, jumps onto our boat and they just start going in on the drums. Like the kids that are still on the boat. And the kid that has jumped is now dancing, right? Completely unexpected. So it was really dope. After about 5 minutes, kid jumps off. They just sail away. The kids are gone. They don't come with us. They just go away.
It wasn't. I assumed it was like a move. I was like, oh, okay, maybe this is like part of. They're gonna be like, oh, come here, dude. They just like showed up, threw a party, and left.
And it was like, okay, cool, y'all enjoy. And then kept going further, like in the opposite direction.
So this is the way to stay welcome to people. It's a part of our culture.
Yeah.
That's why I'm very proud to be Beninese. I'm very proud to be African because we are so open with the world. We're not...
We get into Gonville and then you start realizing from far away, it seems like... It almost seems kind of small, right? Because from far away, you see like a dozen houses. And like, okay, cool. These are a dozen, you know, remote houses. You sail in and it just opens up and you realize, oh, there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of homes here. You know what I mean? And then all types of buildings. There's restaurants, there's churches, mosques, voodoo temples, there's just everything.
But these buildings are in the water. Like they're up on stilts. Like explain, like what everything's kind of lifted off. How are people getting around?
Yeah. So the buildings are all on stilts. And when I was there, I want to say they were about a meter off of the surface of the water.
Yeah.
Crispo said high tide is probably about like a foot off the surface of the water. But everyone is getting by on boats. Like, think about a regular city, the way you see cars, it's like boat traffic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So boats are just coming and going by us and whatnot. And one of the first things we see is this like a marketplace, right? It's actually about 20, 25 boats of women all selling different items on their boats, like food, clothes, kitchen supplies, anything. And each woman has like her own boat with her own product, right? And so it's like, you just sail up, make your purchase, sail over to the next one.
Do your thing?
Yeah, exactly.
How many people do you think live out there in Gonville?
I mean, I've seen numbers. The lowest number I've seen is 30,000, highest about 45,000. Yeah, no, this is a huge place.
That's a load of people.
This is a city on the water. Like, I feel like Gonville Lake Village, when you hear the word village, you're thinking something...
Like 1,000 people, right? Like a hand, you know, right, a couple dozen buildings, 1,000
Everybody
people.
Knows everybody. No,
dude, it's 30,000 people.
But that's the thing, is with all the different colors of homes and all the different schools there, it's like so easy to get lost. A lot of that, you're like, all right, that blue house on stilts kind of looks like that blue house on stilts. But how do you know where you're going and navigating through it?
And your streets are all just water. You're like, oh, yeah, it's still just on the water street. Yes, exactly. Like, oh, that's exactly
Yeah, exactly. Like the water looks exactly like the water did back there. And you're all like, but like everyone just was sailing like super calm. You'd see kids just like paddling like super slow. You'd see some kids like going hard. You'd see, you know, men and women on boats, families on boats, like exactly the way you'd picture like a traffic in cars, you know, however many people in a car.
Okay, I feel like I've got a good sense of this place. You got all these beautifully colored buildings up on stilts. You got 30,000 people living in this, you know, city on the water where everyone's getting around by boats. The kids are swimming basically from day one. They're like boating from age five or whatever. It's just like, this is the world. You know, the big question is why is it there? How did this place come to be?
The legend of Gavier really starts with the Tofino people. This was in the early 1700s. So the thing about Gavier Village's beginning is that this is also the same time that like the transatlantic slave trade is really ramping up. They were running away from the Dahomey and the Fon kingdoms. Both kingdoms would capture other Africans and sell them to the Portuguese, right? So on this specific occasion, they're running from the Fon. And while on the run, they reached the banks of Lake Nokwe. And they nowhere else to go, right?
Yeah.
The king of the Tofino people, he turns himself into a bird. Because he decides, we got to find somewhere. There has to be somewhere safe for us. Let me become a bird. Let me fly around and let me find the next place for us to go. He flies further down Lake Nokwe, and he sees this island in the middle of Lake Nokwe. He flies back and tells his people, and this time, he turns himself into an alligator. As an alligator, he starts doing these trips, bringing people from the banks of Lake Nokwe, like from mainland Benin, to this island, right? After he's done bringing everybody to that island, they then start building Gavier Village from there. Now, the Fon people, hot on their trail, get to the river, right, to Lake Nokwe, right where the king was bringing them.
Yeah.
And the Fon people believe that beneath Lake Nokwe was a demonic spirit. They worked out perfectly. They were scared of the lake. Meanwhile, the Tofino people felt like the water deity of the lake was going to work with them.
What does the name Gavier Lake Village mean? Like, it has a name that mm-hmm. signifies the history you're talking about.
Yeah. So Gavier translates to "we survived." By some accounts, it also translates to "the community of the saved." The thing is, though, is while we were sailing through Gavier, we actually reached the island that the king of the Tofino people saw.
Oh, there's an island. Okay, yeah.
And Chris Bell explained to me, like, well, it's sacred. So that's where the sacred forest is. Ceremonies are performed in the sacred forest. And there's also the cemetery, like the graveyard is over there, right? So the only reason why you would ever step foot on that island is for a voodoo ceremony or for a funeral.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow, that's really interesting. You would assume that would just get completely built up and then you start to see things like built out in the water. But instead, mm-hmm. it's like the reverse of that.
No, it's never touched.
It's so fun. This reminds me actually a little bit, and in other part of the world, in South America, in Lake Titicaca, there's this little floating reed island and this history of the Uros Islands, and basically these people doing the same thing, like fleeing all of the scary people on land and just being like, listen, we live in the middle of this lake. Like, you can come and get us if you want, but it's not worth it. What did you take from all of this? Like, was it what you expected? Like, I mean, it sounds like you had a really positive experience. I'm just curious, like, what did you come away with?
I think that one thing about Gavier that was really interesting to me was how adaptive humans are. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we've lived on land, and especially me, I can't do nothing in the water. Like, living on land is just the way we see things, right? Like cars and like, and even being on Lake Nokwe, like Lake Nokwe was so clean.
I noticed there's no like pollution on the water. There's no like pollution.
It's not like
garbage.
No.
How do they keep it so clean?
They try to respect it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a part of the culture.
Wait, okay, so are there any like laws? And he's like, no, why would there need to be laws?
Right.
If it's their culture to keep it clean. And I'm like, oh yeah, duh. Like, ultimately it is up to the individual to maintain that type of relationship with the environment.
Totally. What an interesting, what a like incredible place to get to go visit. And also to get to do it with like your buddy Chris Bell. Like, yeah. That's so cool that you like made this connection that kind of like, I don't know, it made this, that whole thing obviously feel like, you know, you were in good hands.
Yeah. Even when I told him I couldn't swim, he was like, oh, you're my brother. I can't swim either. We're like, oh, dope.
We are brothers.
Yeah, you don't swim either?
No.
Oh, right, great. I'm glad I'm not alone.
No,
no, no one crashed the boat.
Yeah. So we're both on the same page about not wanting to get on this water, you know what I mean? Not to get
listen,
in there.
I know you're only 12 years old, but you need to drive this boat carefully.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tours available to visit Gonvier Lake Village, with pickups usually in Benin's largest city of Cotonou. From there, it'll take about an hour drive plus a half hour boat ride to get to Gonvier. This podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Stitcher Studios. Our production team includes
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Manolo Morales,
Johanna Mayer,
Gabby Gladney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tindall. This episode was sound designed and mixed by
Luce Fleming.
If you want to learn more, be sure to visit atlasobscura.com. There's a link in our episode description. And my name is Baudelaire.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The world isn't wide enough for those with an insatiable desire for discovery. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid SUV offers the power and freedom to explore further and deeper than ever before. Intuitive, smart features ensure that you're always connected to the road ahead. Inside, a thoughtfully designed cabin immerses you in a universe that is all your own. The larger-than-life panoramic display spans the entire width of the cabin. It's customizable and interactive. Drivers can even personalize their backgrounds with a series of nature-inspired themes. This vehicle signals the arrival of an exciting new chapter for Lincoln. Discover more about the 2024 Lincoln Nautilus at Lincoln.com.